Thanks, everybody, for being here. What is it? It is a Friday night here in Holden Village, and promptly 7:55. And I have some music that I've written over the last 2 or 3 years, mostly the last 2 years, probably. And it's all original stuff that there's probably one song that sounds like it's somebody else's, but it's really mine. And there's a couple songs that, three songs actually I'm singing that are other people's lyrics. Two songs are lyrics by Joe's brother, soon-to-be brother-in-law. Woo! All right. I'm not going to say a whole lot about this first song. I'm just going to get right into it, other than the fact that it's about Wilderness Canoe Base. And there's a couple of people who worked at Wilderness Canoe Base that are here now. And maybe, Sarah, maybe you remember it. I don't know. Remember how it goes, but it's changed a little bit over the years. It's about Grand Marais. It's not about Grandma A, which most people think it's about Grandma A, but it's about Grand Marais. Take me back to Grand Marais, and from there in the wilderness I will stay. Send me across Seagull in that beautiful pontoon, or I'll grab a Grumman, paddle across on my own, on my own. You learn the meaning of freedom from the morning to the night, watching the wind up blowing and the trees put up a fight. If you're not too careful, you will surely lose your watch. Lift your head up early to the light of the morning bright. Grand Marais, and from there in the wilderness I will stay. Send me across Seagull in that beautiful pontoon, or I'll grab a Grumman and paddle across on my own, on my own. Waters deep and cold, late in the month of May, and the sun rises high in the middle of the day. And when the weekend comes, I'm gone to Grand Wilderness I will stay. Send me across Eagle in that beautiful pontoon, or I'll grab a Grumman and paddle across on my own, on my own.
All right. Thanks a lot. All this music is going to be pretty much in
chronological order. So that was like the first song that I wrote, and the next one was the next song I wrote. But in between all these songs, I wrote like three or four that I just didn't like very much, so I either forgot them or I'm not playing them. Gina? This next song is about, for all you Luther people, this is about KWLC. And one summer...
What is it about?
What, who? Oh, KWLC. Thanks for asking. One summer I worked as the news director at KWLC, and it was kind of pathetic to work at KWLC for a summer, as I realized. I really enjoyed it, don't get me wrong, but just the fact that really nobody was listening was just a reality I had to deal with every time I was on for a six-hour shift, just kind of talking to myself on the air and putting in a CD that I wanted to listen to, and sometimes putting in a whole CD and just going outside and looking at the clouds and coming back in. And, so this is about KWLC, and it's about sort of how it's a special place, but it's also pathetic to be on the air there for a summer. But I mean, if you get a chance to take the job, it's a great job. I recommend it. But it's also, yeah. So this is about KWLC. And Gina's going to sing it with me. She has a beautiful voice, and I love it when she sings with me. So.
KWLC, won't you please listen to me? You someone just might hear.
All right. That song brings back lots of memories. There was one shift I had to work 12 hours straight on the air. It was very trying, but I made it. And this next song is about where I lived while I worked at KWLC, and it was on West Street, and it's known as the House of Toast, for any of you Luther people who know what that is. And there was me and probably about five people that lived in that house, and it was basically a big wooden tent with lots of ants crawling all over, and the toilet leaked all the time, and the showers didn't work, and I slept in the living room with my bed rolled out on the carpet, and somebody's computer in the corner with a lava lamp, and it was basically a shack, but we learned to love it, and, well, one person left. They didn't learn to love it, but I did, and this is about that house and about living on West Street, and the name of this song is called West Street. Watching for cars and looking for light. Leave a lava lamp on for me as I wander off to bed. I'm not looking for trouble, just a place to rest my head. Just another slow summer night in Iowa, where we live life for just another slow summer night in Iowa, where we live life each day, one day at a time. Stove doesn't work, sliding glass door doesn't slide, but we managed to manage all these things aside. Clock on the wall says it's time for bed, but these things I'm thinking of still in my head. Just another slow summer night in Iowa, where we live life for the sake of living. Just another slow summer night in Iowa, where we live life each day. In the morning, I read about Einstein. Things aren't always as they seem. Reach down and pinch me if you think I'm crazy. If you think I'm living in a dream. Just another slow summer night in Iowa. Another slow summer night in Iowa, where we live life each day, one day at a time. You'll have to forgive me, most of the songs I play are pretty slow, but that's just kind of my personality. I just like kind of the slow, quiet stuff, because this is stuff that I like to play by myself in the room when there's nobody else around, and just to kind of unwind and think about what I'm doing, where I'm going, whatever. This next song is a song that Seth wrote, and that's Joe's soon-to-be brother-in-law. And it's a song that I played at chapel my senior year. Some of you who are at that chapel will recognize this song. And it's called Trust from a Stranger. I'm not exactly sure what the song's about, but it just kind of takes a guy through his confusion, and his remedy in the end is to trust a stranger, which I don't know if it's a remedy or whatever, but it's kind of the gist of the song. And it's got a little bit of abstract symbolism or whatever in it, so I don't know. see what you can find from it. Another slow song. Hang in there.
As a lone, proud man screams his own name out loud, like the sun coming up on violet cloud. Some mother of God laughs and knits the man's shroud. He needs to stop needing to be the only face in the crowd. You think he knows something about something by now. So dizzy, crying and smiling. Listening to symphonies and smell the mines. I'm so still, jumping and running. Sun sets fire to my closed eyes. You can't get any higher on wings made of lies. He's wishing he was something good or even better. He's wishing he'd mailed that one girl a letter. He coulda, shoulda been once a man with all a leader. And they would wish they was something like him. Then they wouldn't know he was better than them. I'm so dizzy, crying and smiling. Listening to symphonies and smell of the pine. So still, jumping and running. Well, the sun sets fire to my closed eyes. You can't get any higher on wings made of lies. To clear out his head, take a broom as big as Asia. And his east and his west will have to trade places. To revive what is dead, he'll need all of God's graces. Maybe all he needs a little time in nature. Maybe all he needs a little trust from a stranger. I'm so dizzy, crying. Listening to symphonies and smell of the pines. I'm so still, jumping and running. Well, the sun sets fire to my closed eyes. You can't get any higher on wings made of light.
Yeah, I really liked that song a lot. And it really meant a lot to me that he was willing to give me his poetry and say, okay, you can make a song of it. And that's what I like when Brent, I'm going to play one of Brent's songs, second to last song. And that's where I really put a lot of work into it, trying to figure out how to make it work into a song, even though it was really poetry. But I'll talk about that later. The next song is with Gina again. Yes, all right. This is a song that came out of two things. One was the fact that some of you Luther people know Ryan Erke was my roommate, or just know Ryan Erke, period. And he and I would sit around and talk about theology or whatever philosophy, you know, was coming to mind. Usually what you talked about if you don't have anything else to do and you're trying to procrastinate. And so we started just thinking about the possibility that there might not be a God and that we were willing to go with that if that were the case. And that thought mixed with the, that thought mixed with something I'd seen in a Judaism class about an experience people had in a concentration camp is kind of went together with that. I think the feeling that they had when they were standing in line waiting to be exterminated is that perhaps there might not be a God, and that's all a bunch of nothing for no purpose at all. But part of what makes this song really special to me is that in singing it, I realized that death is a companion to my soul and a few other things. But I'm going to not talk anymore and sing this song.
Can we switch places? Can we switch places?
Okay.
I think it might not work. If I... Okay. Switching places. All right.
Another slow song.
Good and bad, there might be only one.
Thank you, Dina. The first time she sang along with me, it just sent chills down my spine. I was like, wow, that's so cool. This next song is... Oh, let's see, I haven't played this one in a while. There's a story behind this one. Yeah. This is a song that is about an experience I had hitchhiking from Minnesota to Seattle. A lot of people know about that experience. But in particular, when I finally made it to Seattle and I was running around in the streets and I went into a restaurant to have a milkshake, and I really hadn't had much real food at all, but I was having a milkshake, but that's beside the point. I was sitting there and I just finished my milkshake and I was writing in my journal, and there was a guy sitting across from me, and he was curious with the fact that I was writing in my journal. And he said, well, what are you doing? You know, what are you writing? You're writing a book or something? And I was like, yeah. Well, kind of, not really. I mean, I wouldn't mind writing a book later. And he's like, oh, so I see. So are you in search of something, or why are you doing this? I mean, he saw my pack, and so he knew I was kind of just wandering around. And I was trying to think of something good to say. And maybe something that was sparking conversation or whatever. But I said, I'm in search of freedom. And he just sat there, took another bite of his food and chewed it a little bit, looked at me some more, and just pointed to his head. Wow. Is he saying something? And I don't know. I really didn't think about that too much. I just knew that that was where the conversation ended and that he pointed at his head, and it was up to me to figure out what the heck he was talking about. I said I was in search of freedom, and he points to his head. And so this is a song that I wrote like months later after thinking about that. And it's sort of what I got out of him pointing to his head at the end of a conversation. And this is a song. And it's called Somebody Knows Where I'm Going. Somebody knows where I'm going. Somebody knows where I've been. Somebody knows what I'm knowing, and knowing's not a sin. But every step I take and every move I make is hardly of my own device, but a gift I can't forsake. I once told a man I was in search of freedom. It was late and the restaurant was closing. He smiled, took another bite, and pointed to his head. It wasn't until weeks later that I knew what he meant. He meant somebody knows where I'm going. Somebody knows where I've been. Somebody knows what I'm knowing, and knowing's not a sin. Every step I take and every move I make is hardly of my own device, but a gift I forsake. Somebody once told me if everybody thought like you, nothing would ever get done. But I said somebody knows I think this way, and watching the world just have fun. All of who I am, none of what I've made, even things I seem to think maybe were never mine. Somebody knows where I'm going. Somebody knows where I'm going. Somebody knows
what I'm knowing, and knowing's not sin.
It was a pretty short song. All right. Gotta keep things moving so Warren can get his Vikings game in. this next song is another song that Joe's brother-in-law, soon-to-be, wrote. I'm going to keep bringing that up. You know, it's nice to have a connection to somebody in the audience, so I'm just going to work it. And it's a song about trying to make decisions in your life amidst all the things that people tell you, all the things you see on TV, all the things you read in the newspaper, all the things you read in your literature class, whatever, all these things. Things you hear in church, putting them all together and trying to make sense of everything and trying to hear a voice that tells you where to go and what to do. And this song is called Prize Winning Journalist. Of constituents and presidents, well-meaning preachers setting up their circus tents, with an ear to the tracks and a finger to the wind, howling dietitians, senseis and shock therapists, or rock stars, lyrics, and prize-winning journalists. And I try, and I try, and I try to make it all fit. And check out girl at the corner store, the little old lady who lives next door, a former pro boxer passed out on my car, a civil engineer with a house in the burbs, a savant with a nervous tick, I question King Lear, try to spear Moby Dick. And I try, and I try, and I try to put it all together. And then everything you do, every ounce you've got, just lay low, man, and don't get caught. Do what feels good and take the pleasure. You better beat yourself up for eternal treasure. Travel the world, stay close to home, but in one place you're bored, the other alone. And I try, and I try, and I try to land somewhere in between. And I read couldn't choose to tie his own shoes. He liked petting animals and playing pretend. He drank warm milk while he laid in bed, danced in his underoos and listened to records. But faith in his choices, 'cause he didn't know any better. None of us, not a one of us, really do. He tells me I let go now, so should you. And I try, and I try, and I try to quit trying so hard.
Yeah. Woo. I like that song. I really like that song a lot. This next song is about where I worked last, Ellison Bay, Wisconsin. Joe was there. What? Okay. Ellison Bay, Wisconsin. I worked at a place called Viking Grill. It was a greasy spoon restaurant, and it had a culture of its own, and this is just about Ellison Bay. And the one distinctive thing about Ellison Bay is that it's at the tip of the Door County Peninsula, if you guys are at all familiar with Wisconsin. And it's one of those places where people only just come there to work or just to be tourists. And after that season is over, it's just not really anything anymore. It just disappears. And so this song is just about a place that is something during the season and then it disappears, sort of. It's kind of about that. It's kind of about a couple other things too, but you can pick that up if you want to. Ellison Bay, where the sun sets through the sailboat masts on the water. There are few who live their lives here, most only stay for a while. There's a highway headed through town, moving north. Their lives here, most only stay for a while. And when the day ends, we take our shift drink, watching ice melt as we talk. Did you hear how he left her? He left her standing in the car. Did you hear how she cheated, but still she lost? One day to listen, still everyone day to hear. Oh God, we heard the stories, they seem to go. Ellison Bay, where the sun sets through the sailboat masts on the water. There are few who live their lives here, most only stay for a while.
Wow.
Wow. This is a lot of songs to sing all in a row. I don't do this very often. You kind of have to be in shape for it or something. And there's, I mean, a lot of these songs I don't sing when I'm by myself now because I've played them so much. I'm like, oh, that's boring. So, but it's not boring when I'm playing in front of people that haven't heard it before. It's really exciting. This song is a song that I played here in Fireside for a chapel. One of the other ones was too, but I didn't say that. And it's a song about just sort of letting go of your life, which a lot of my songs are kind of like about that kind of stuff. And it's just called Let It Slide. And it sounds like a Cat Stevens song, I know, okay. But half of it's kind of not Cat Stevens sounding. So this is how it goes. Do your best. Do your best to let go of your life. Let it slide, let it slide into tomorrow. Though it may seem that you think you've lost your mind. Let it slide into tomorrow. It's one life. It's one life, it's one life that we live. We're here only for a moment and we're gone. So take the time to love your friends. For all you've got for your side. Watch the clouds, they're your brothers in the sky. Watch the clouds, for the sun is surely rising. The only pain that remains is pain still lurking in your soul. So do your best. Best to let go of your life. Let it slide into tomorrow. Though it may seem that you think you've lost your mind. Let it slide into tomorrow. The only pain that remains is the pain still lurking in your soul. When I didn't, before I got my job, so I didn't know what I was doing, and so I was in despair and feeling like I wasn't going anywhere and doing anything. And this is just kind of, you know, when you're in despair or when you're really just kind of depressed. Things in your life and you recontemplate them and you think about all the things that brought you where you are now and you know all that kind of stuff. But anyway, so this is called Moratorium. I spent hours sweeping in a bakery and doing laundry for people with real jobs. My parents tell their friends I'm in a moratorium and I don't even know what that means.
Everyone's waiting for my life to begin, for me to have a life that's on my own. But it's not ever gonna happen to me, cause I'm a wandering man till the end. And for a while I thought I was in love with a woman with a soul like. Too many words in the form of letters makes her think I've lost my mind. Everyone's waiting for my life to begin, for me to have a life that's on my own. But it's not ever gonna happen to me, cause I'm a wandering man in the end. Cause I'm a wandering man in the end. So now I'm living here in Wisconsin, wondering what the hell I should do. My friends, they all have jobs, they're working, well, I sit at home and write this song. Everyone's waiting for my life to begin, for me to have a life that's on my own. But it's not ever gonna happen to me, cause I'm a wandering man to the end. Cause I'm a wandering man to the end. And not another day goes by when I don't think about my life. Think about all the places I've been in just the other night. Everyone's waiting for my life to begin, for me to have a life that's on my own. But it's not ever gonna happen to me, cause I'm a wandering man to the end. Cause I'm a wandering man to the end.
What a workout. Is everybody hanging in here? Not too much longer left. Just a few more songs. Like 5, 6 maybe. You can do it. Come on, I know you can. Okay. Yes. All right. Okay, this next song is me trying to sound like an activist or somebody who's like really opinionated about the way the world should be. And that's basically what it is. And I like to take on the persona that this is really, you know, like a cause. And even though I know deep down inside I'm not really, well, I like causes, but I'm not quite the cause person. That doesn't make any sense. That's fine. So this song is called Life's Become Comical. And it's just about looking at our lives and looking at how much dissension there is among groups of people and whatnot, and just kind of saying it's become comical that our lives are so short and yet we spend so much time fighting. So that's what this is about.
In a way, life's become comical. Brother fighting brother to no end. In a way, life's become common. So short and yet so long. Betty is an adulteress, and her husband tells blatant lies. They accuse each other of wrongfulness, but neither can open their eyes. He is a political moralist. He's as pure as the poison he speaks. His friends all join in the chorus. Empty words fall at their feet. Brother fighting brother to no end. In a way, life's become kind. So short and yet so long. God hates gays and the rest. He wants a world that suits his anger, where everyone wears bulletproof vests. His father hands him his passion for calling a passion a lie. Don't you dare move to the house next door. The smell of the hate fills the sky. In a way, lives become common. Brother fighting brother to no end. In a way, lives become common. So short and yet so long. He and his friends laugh at forgiveness. The world has injured their pride. A black man stole their jewelry. Now all who are black are despised. Someone put a dent in their brand new car, and for this the world should pay. Yet they balk at the woman on welfare, standing alone in the rain. In a way, lives become comical. Brother fighting brother to no end. In a way, lives become comical. So short and yet so long.
Yeah.
This next song is one that I waited like till the end to play last time, but it's still a little bit left, and it's called Buried with a Shroud, and it's a song about, I mean, I'm just conjuring this up in my mind. It's just kind of sort of a story in my own head, just so I can write this song. And it's a story about a farmer in a field near Jerusalem who's plowing in his field, and he comes across a body. And I didn't say this last time, but the body that he finds is the body of Christ. Oh, man. So he's having to just, you know, think about what this means and what it means for the world. And kind of reassess some of his beliefs, but in the course of doing that, he finds something much larger than he ever imagined. And it's just sort of him picking up the pieces and coming to terms with his mortality and finding peace with that, and continuing just being a farmer and waiting for another sunset. And so it's just sort of, it's one of those things, it's just a challenging song for me just to sing for myself. Because I always like to say, what if, no matter what the situation is, no matter what everybody accepts as the truth, I always like to say, what if it's not what we think it is? And that there's always a possibility that what we may have accepted for a long period of time, or that anything that we've accepted may not be the case. And there's always the possibility that it is the case, too. So I like the what if both ways. And I think if we take ourselves both directions, we'll find more freedom within. And this is what that's about.
A farmer in the field plows through the night of day, and with his rusty plow digs right through the clay. Plow strikes the bones of a human form long since laid to rest. I found a body buried here, he says, as he breaks apart the dust. I'll carry on seeking life in what the day brings, knowing love will never die. I'll carry on seeking carry on with my eyes toward the sunset, painted red across the sky. Such a life as we live, and the dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and the dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. I found a body buried here, he says, that no one's ever seen. It's just as well this be the case, 'cause time is of its own. I'll let him rest and let time pass, for to me it's only bones. I'll carry on seeking life in what the day brings, knowing love will never die. I'll carry on with my eyes toward the sunset, painted red across the sky. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. No matter what the voices say, the truth speaks to his eyes. The quiet voice of silent forms does wipe away the lies. He lifts his eyes to the great blue sky and whispers to the clouds. This body, once buried here, was buried with a shroud. I'll carry on seeking life in what the day brings, knowing love will never die. I'll carry on with my eyes toward the sunset, painted red. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return. Such a life as we live, and to dust we shall return.
Where's Nick? All right, Nick. Okay, more songs about death, my favorite topic. Everybody thinks I'm so morbid, but it's not true. I love life. But I also like the truth of death, too, so a lot. This song is called By the Millions, and it's a song that Nick and I have worked on together. And I was playing in my room one night, and he's like, "Oh, that's a cool song, G." And I was like, "Hey, thanks." And he's like, "Yeah, like, I could play piano with that and stuff." And I was like, "Yeah, you could. That'd be awesome." And let's see. I don't really know what this one's about. It's just about keeping things in perspective and looking at, I don't know, looking at life and looking at death and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, another song about death, but death is a cool thing, really. I'm out of tune with the piano.
I'm sorry.
I'm out of tune.
Oh, you're out of tune?
Yeah.
What's going on?
All right, Nick, I promise I won't interrupt you this time, even if it is still out of tune.
Yeah.
Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Except it's over. Except it's really, really, really over now. Except it's really, really, really over now. And we are murdered by the millions. Murdered by the millions every year. The slaughter we have come to know is part of all our lives. And then it's over. And then our lives are really, really, really over. And then our lives are really, really, really
Nick!
All right,
yeah, all right.
I figured I needed like one song where they interrupted like partway through, because there's like on the live album of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young, when they're doing Four Way Street, they're like out of tuner and they're on key and they got to start over. I love that. So I figured, you know, we got to do that too, because it sounds like a real live deal. And those guys just kind of go off the cuff all the time, which is so cool. I love it. But this next song is By the Millions I wrote here, and so are the rest of these songs. And this next section is like where Brent's song is, what he wrote the words to. This next song is called In My Soul Here. It's just a song that I threw together, and just something that really makes me feel good, and I love to sing it. And there's a little like spoken part in there that is from a play that a friend of mine at Luther directed. And I don't know if any of the Luther people saw that play, but it was called Island of Madness. And I was a psychiatrist in that play. And I just have this one little line where I'm trying to convince this boy that he's not crazy because he thinks his mother is an axe murderer. But as it turns out, his mother really is an axe murderer. So, but anyway, that's just kind of in this, worked in there just because I figured it sounded cool. And it makes people kind of think a little bit, maybe, I don't know. Here it is. Many of these songs, the songs that I have sung. say you say you're insane. Well, then it follows obviously that you're not, because if you really were insane, odds are you wouldn't even know it. But let's say you're sane, as you have, then who's to say whether you're sane or insane? You could be either. So to be sure that you really are sane, you have to say and believe that you're not. Claiming insanity, therefore, is the only true indicator of sanity, and the ultimate quest is to accept and protect your insanity and progress within it. Many of these words are words that I have heard before. Many are the days, each one passing faster than the one before. And yet every day I get closer, flying away. Closer to finding freedom in my soul. Say you say you're insane. Well, then it follows obviously that you're not. Because if you really were insane, odds are you wouldn't even know it. But let's say you're sane, as you have. Then who's to say whether you're sane or insane? You could be either. So to be assured that you really are sane, you have to say and believe that you're not. Claiming insanity, therefore, is the only true indicator of sanity. The ultimate quest is to accept and protect your insanity and progress within it.
Many of these faces are faces I have seen. Many are the hands that cover their eyes, and yet every day I get closer, flying away. Closer to finding freedom in my soul here.
One more time. Say you say you're insane, well then it follows obviously that you're not, because if you really were insane, odds are you wouldn't even know it. But let's say you're sane, as you have, then who's to say whether you're sane or insane? You could be either. So to be sure that you really are sane, you have to say and believe that you're not. Claiming insanity, therefore, is the only true indicator of sanity, and the ultimate quest is to accept and protect your insanity and progress within it.
And yet every day I get closer, flying away. Closer to flying away.
All right. Lots of loud clapping. That always sounds really good on the recording. I rigged it last time. I was like, everybody, make sure you clap loud, because then it makes it, when you're listening to it, you're like, wow, that must be a really good song. You know, because people really take suggestions like that. It's like why they have a studio audience, you know, for a lot of shows. Is you like you laugh and you're like, oh, that's funny, you know, and you're not even laughing, but you're like, it's funny. This next song is the infamous Brent song. it's gonna be the death of me. I know it. Yeah. I always get the part where I don't know the words, and I go, and Brent goes,
I don't know.
So, yeah, this is a song, I told you guys already about this, or the people that were there when I talked about it, just about wandering around or hitchhiking or whatever and not really having a way to kill time if you don't have money, because the best way to kill time is, like, to go and buy something and sit someplace, but if you don't have any money to go buy something and sit someplace, you have to go there and just sit without buying anything, and so it's just kind of like, you feel like just an incomplete person just sitting there without contributing to like what everybody else does, because you don't got the money to buy the coffee, you just sit there. So that's what this is about, kind of. Yeah, it's called Time to Be, and it's a poem. It's really a poem. Man, is it ever a poem. I say poem because it's not conducive to music or whatever.
You can tell that story too.
Oh, about the swap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, and the first night I played this, he read
my moratorium lyrics, and they weren't really, well, they're definitely not poetry. They're just lyrics, because they're just, you know, there's not like, you know, when you read poetry and you're in poetry class or something, if you're an English major and you read the poetry and you're like, oh, you know, this doesn't make any sense to me. And then you start to read it and it starts to unfold and all this kind of stuff. Well, that's kind of more like what poetry's about. This is what we discuss, you know. And lyrics are more just, you know, when I write lyrics, I usually try to be pretty straightforward about the things I'm saying. I'm not being too, I mean, sometimes the two mix and meld and you have poetic lyrics and lyrical poetry, but, yeah, you made me say all this stuff. So this is really a poem. It's not, I mean, when I first looked, I was like, oh, Brent, yeah, they'll make this into a song, no problem. And it's been really hard. It's been a long, hard battle. I need some more water before I play this. Yeah, I've never had so many people watch me drink water. That's weird. You gotta try that. So you take turns, come here, and have everybody look at you drink water. That's really weird. Whoa. Okay. Okay, bear with me on this one.
Purpose projects intent, projects action, projects dignity, permits time.
Buying a beer means renting space at a table before it means buying a beer. Curls above the ashtray send up a white memo excusing the loiterer.
Projecting a purpose, projects intent, projects action, projects dignity, permits time.
Overly sober hours glide through the smoke, almost visible, lost and cradled by the lighter air. Settling and wasted, burning and flat.
Projecting a purpose, projects intent, projects action, projects dignity, permits time. Denying time without purpose denies dignity, denies action, denies intent, denies purpose.
Denies me.
Projecting a purpose, projects intent, projects action, projects dignity, permits time. Projecting a purpose, projects intent, projects action, projects dignity, permits time.
I made it! Finally, I made it! All right. Thank you, Brent, for letting me slaughter it the number of times that I have already. And he still lets me play it. He's like, dude, next time I'm going to read it at a coffee house, and you're not going to try and recite it. All right, this is the last tune, Nikolai. This is the most recent tune that I wrote, and Nikolai hasn't really had a whole lot of time to practice this. I'm kind of demanding. Nikolai, you play violin. You must play this song. And he's like, oh, okay, man, I haven't played a lot of violin lately. I'm going to do the best I can. But so it's really cool of him to come up here and do this. I really appreciate it. And this is a song about, this is a farewell song for the farewell concert. Yeah, oh, yeah, how about that? So, yeah, we haven't had a lot of time to practice this, but we're going to make do with what we've got. Huh? Oh man, good question. Holy moly. Let's see. Is that A?
Mm-hmm.
In just a few days that seem more like hours, I will leave this place behind. To the ones I love, farewell, I say. All that we've shared will live in my heart. The day will come, I know for sure, when in the dark I'll be alone. But in this world is how I've gone, and alone from this time to set this place up.